I'm not exactly what you'd call an outdoorsy guy. But at this time of year, I guess I can't even complain about a trip to the park. So that's where we'll end up today, in Prospect Park in Brooklyn, where the writer Carolyn Corman went recently to try out a new app.
Red Wing Blackbird, Cedar Waxwing.
That's right, an app.
Red Wing Blackbird.
For bird watching.
Cedar Waxwing. Robin behind us. That was a robin, that was a frog.
I'm Carolyn Corman, and we're in Prospect Park,
very distant songs,
Brooklyn. I'm here with Tom Stevenson,
Robin,
to do a field test on an app he's been developing.
Another robin.
Called Bird Genie.
Blackbird.
Shazam for bird song.
That's a good description. I like that. For most birders, knowing what the songs are around them is one of the most difficult parts of birding, and in some ways the most important part of birding, because maybe 85% of the time, especially in migration, you're hearing the birds way before you see them.
Most birds you don't see unless you have incredible quick eyes.
I'm going to try to pitch this house wren to see if it stirs it up. I saw it there. It stopped. Normally in the spring, that bird would just keep singing. That's a cardinal, a chipmunk over there doing that chipping. Let's see if we can get this robin. Okay, we got a dog there. So I just tapped it to start and I tapped it to stop. And here's the recording, and I can play it.
So that's the sonogram of what we just heard. It's a bunch of gray marks.
But you
like
can
an
see
abstract
the pitches.
Painting.
You can see that there's a song and then a gap. And then I can say, all right, match that song. And there's Robin. And then I can go to Robin and I can say, all right, you can match that. Or was it Oriole?
No.
See how the pitches are slower and it's not as rhythmic? Mm-hmm. So, and then you could say, oh, I think it's a Robin. Oh, yeah, it's a Robin. There are the pictures of the Robin. You can email it to somebody, or you can put it on your Facebook and Twitter, I think.
Very cool.
Tweets on Twitter. I'm not 100% sure if Twitter is implemented, but there's a way in the program you can opt into anonymously sharing your recordings. And that will allow us, assuming that people adopt the program across the country, to develop a database of all the covered species all across the U.S. That will be the first time that's ever happened. I'm going to record that warbling very right here. There it is, warbling very.
Oh,
so
right
it
away.
Got the song right away. Yeah, because it was a little bit louder than. See how it was a little louder than the. So there's the sonogram of warbling very.
That's incredible. The sonogram so quick.
Yeah, it's all fast. And I was still walking around a little bit, so you can hear me clunking. We should go get the house rent. With the robin singing in the background here. See if we got it. It looks a little quiet.
You can read Carolyn Corman's piece about Tom Stevenson and about other nature apps at newyorker.com.